Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ron Fitch, and this is the High School Basketball Report. And today I have my co-host Orlando Cameron from NJ Hoops and the Star Ledger Jeremy Snyder, and we're going to preview the Roselle Catholic St. Pat's game today, the Union County Final. It's going to be a star-studded event with Nazia Reed versus Bryce Aiken and those guys, and Nick Richards and Matt Bullock. It's going to be a lot of fun, this game. Then we're going to talk about the game last night where St. Joe's defeated Don Bosco 64-49. And we're going to have both coaches, both assistant coaches of Roselle Catholic and the Patrick School on. I really didn't want to get the head coaches because, you know, they're preparing their team. So I wanted to get the assistant coaches so we could get an insight on the big game today at 6 o'clock. So I'm waiting for Jeremy Snyder and Orlando Cameron to come on. I thought that high school athletes have defining moments when they win championships and tournaments. And Chauncey Hawkins scoring 20 points for St. Joe's being Don Bosco was that defining moment. Later today, you're going to see who's going to have that defining moment. Is Bryce Aiken going to break through, win another county title, maybe even win a state title, and stamp his name in New Jersey history lore? We're going to find out. I have Jeremy Snyder on. Jeremy is the first to come on. Hey, Big G. Jay, what's
going
on?
How's it going, man?
Waiting for Orlando to come on. I was talking about defining moments of the high school players that have during tournaments and state tournaments. I thought that Chauncey Hawkins had his defining moment so far. You know, there's still a state tournament to play so far in this year, beating Bosco finally.
Hawkins and Garvey, man, they were excellent last night. I've heard all year about how good they could be. I've seen them a couple times, and that was just, you know, on the biggest stage other than the state tournament, they took over. I was expecting Bosco to win that thing, and the Green Knights of Montvale really, really impressed me and definitely turned some heads going into the state tournament.
Do you think it was the third time was a charm where they lost to Bosco twice, and what averages when two competitive teams play each other, eventually the other team's going to get them?
Yeah, it's really, really hard to beat a team three times, especially in the span of, you know, two and a half months. It's, you know, Bergen has been so crazy this year that I guess I should have expected something like this, but yeah, I don't think Bosco played badly. I just think that St. Joe's, you know, they were super motivated after losing those two games, and they have more offensive firepower than Don Bosco with that guard tandem, CNN, Chauncey, Nate Newswatch, as they call themselves. So, yeah, that was something. I really, and you know, I think the score doesn't do it justice. It was closer than that. I mean, it might not have been at the end, but Bosco never went away per se. And I was just really impressed with how St. Joe's just held them off. Just never even gave them a chance to really get back in the game to the point where you thought they were gonna, you know, take the lead back.
Oh, definitely. You know what? And also, I like the fact that Joseph Ratty had an all-around game. I think he hit some big threes. He had a lot of rebounds. He played really good. I don't want to sell him short. I want to make sure my audience understands how important his game was.
Definitely. And I think that, you know, we're going to talk a lot about the guards. But the game that Brian Griffin had inside, to have he had 4 points, no big deal, but he had 10 rebounds and 6 blocks. That's Kristaps Porzingis status. That was ridiculous. And he really, and they came early. They came often. He set the tone that, hey, you're not going to drive the lane on us. I'm going to block your shot if you do. And if you miss your shot, I'm going to grab it. So I think that was super important. Everyone said it for them. You know, it's a cliche, defense. But their defense really was remarkable with a Bosco team that has a very good guard in Brandon Anderson. He's headed to Brown. And, you know, he still had his moments, but they kept him in check. They made sure that they had to settle for outside shots for the most part.
And you know what? They may see each other if St. Joe's could beat Hudson Catholic, they may see each other again. And that would be a fourth time.
Yeah.
And they could be celebrating against Bosco. Now they would have to go to Don Bosco and win. And Bosco is the team that's motivated now. This is a fascinating rivalry.
It's, you know, all the Big North rivalries are pretty crazy, especially the, you know, football rivalries. That it's, you know, Union is the best league in the state by a very wide margin. But I think Bergen is clearly second, especially this year with Essex kind of down. Somerset definitely down. It's, you know, I don't think you have, you don't have the elite teams. You know, you don't have, you know, Pets, RC, Linden. But you have so, I mean, so many teams in the top 20. You know, I mean, Bergen Catholic easily could have won this thing. Randall could have won this thing. Keenek, very, very good. They, I mean, they have a lot of history in this event. It's, it really is a wild. I'm still like, St. Joe's was the best team in the Big North last night, the best team in Bergen. But I don't know if that means they're the best team for the year. That's just, I mean, and that's not a knock on them. That's just how the season has played out up north. It's been chaos. There's been no clear cut
agree. Now we have a change of pace because we have Roselle Catholic's assistant coach, Tommy Sachs. And Tommy, before I ask you any questions, I didn't want to jinx your coach, so I wanted to put you on. I have you, and then after you come on, I have Chris Chavannes. So there's no way I could jinx anybody on this one.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's great. And make sure you tell Chris that we wished him the best of luck tonight.
Oh, definitely. We have Orlando Cameron on now, and we have Jeremy Schneider. I want to ask my questions, and then I'm going to let these guys go at it. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I did not like the way you played against Linden. I understood you win, but I think there's two or three notches higher that you can play. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Ron, because, you know, if you look how we played against Montverde, with 20 seconds left in the game, we lost. We were down by two. We were shooting a 1-1. We wound up losing by four, and they can conceivably be the best team in the country. And then 2 days later, we played a very good team in Huntington Prep, which we led from wire to wire and wound up winning the game. And they had a great player in Miles Bridges. So to answer your question is yes, we could play at a higher level. And Linden's a tough matchup for us. They put four
guys
out there.
Yeah, they're a tough matchup for anybody.
They really are. And, you know, Phil Colicchio just does an outstanding job with those kids. They're gritty. They play tough defense. They run their sets. And they cause a lot of problems for us, not just this year, but every year.
All right, Orlando, you're on now. Orlando? Oh, I think he might be having phone issues. But,
no.
Jeremy, you want to ask
Of course I do. Coach, you guys brought in so much talent this year. And it looked like at times it was hard to bring it all together. You know, people learning their roles and whatnot. But especially in the past few weeks, it seems like everyone's gelling, everyone's clicking. What was the key to you guys, you know, all getting on the same page and playing the type of ball that we've seen you play recently?
We lost eight seniors last year, Jeremy, as you guys know, and a lot of new faces this year, you know, and a lot of underclassmen. I mean, basically, Matt Bullock's the only senior returning from Roselle Catholic from the last few years. And so to get these guys to gel, it wasn't easy. I mean, to the point where early in the season, you, as a coach, you know, I know Coach Boff was just an outstanding job this year coaching these kids. We were very discouraged early on. You know, but it's a battle, you know what I mean? You just got to stay in there and keep fighting and have the kids buy into what you're teaching them. You know, and the kids, you know, they're coming together now. And, you know, at the right time, I might say. And, hey, listen, we played the Patrick School twice. They beat us the first time. We beat them the second time. I think it's going to be a great game tonight. Anybody who misses this one is going to miss a good one. And
oh,
I think
definitely.
We're evenly matched up. And, you know, that game could go either way.
This is, I mean, Union County tournament doesn't any get better than that. It's the best.
No, it doesn't. I think it's the best conference in the state. And, you know, night in and night out, you know, you got to be ready to play. And I think that also gets the kids ready by the end of the year. You know, we play a tough schedule, you know, to get ready for these type of games.
Now, Orlando, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, fellas.
Okay,
how's
go ahead,
going?
Orlando.
How you doing, Coach? Now, I was just wondering, the process that it took to get LeAndre Washington and Gilberto Q and Nate to get Nate involved, do you feel like right now you have him where you want him to have, where you want him to be, and do you feel like you're peaking or you still can peak more, get better later?
Well, you know what? There's always room to learn, Orlando. And these guys, I'm going to tell you right now, in the last few weeks, the last couple weeks, these three are, you know, they finally came together. You know, it's not, we're playing wee ball instead of me ball. And it doesn't matter, I'm the point guard. You know, this is, I want to be the point guard. I want to be the off guard. You know what? Get out, you're a basketball player. Get out there and play the game the right way. Play it hard. Share the ball, you know, and good things are going to happen. And I got to give those kids a lot of credit. You know, they finally come together. They're starting to trust one another. And, you know, I think they're on a mission to do what they got to do now.
Yeah, and one thing, you have to be really pleased with the leadership role that Bullock is showing.
Matt Bullock has just been outstanding. I mean, he's a great kid. You know, he's a quiet kid, but you know what? He's the type of guy that leads by example. And in the big games, he gets out there and, you know, he kind of takes the team on his shoulders and they kind of follow his path. And it seems to be working right now. But we're very, very pleased with Matt.
Jeremy, you have a question?
Nick, Coach, how, you know, we've talked about Matt for 4 years now. He was, you know, had some standout moments on your first CSC team. He was a glue guy on the second and third teams at one state titles. And you know, I think he was a big question mark coming into this year because we knew how good he could be. And he's, I mean, ever since that Linden game, he's just been one of the best players in the state, no question. I mean, all-state type player. What changed for him? Was it just a matter of him realizing this is my senior year, time to step up, or was he changing anything? What happened?
Then it's a lot of it has to do with communications between the coaching staff and the players. You know, you're talking and teaching every day. And then there's the understanding, like you just said, Matt, you know, you're a senior now, you know, there's no tomorrow. You're right now, you're two losses away of not playing any more basketball in high school. And, you know, he kind of figured it out and has been working, you know, a little extra before practice and after practice, working on his jump shot that's vastly improved. And he's just going to give a lot of effort. And I think, you know, periods of times in Matt's career, he might not worked hard enough to get himself in shape. He's in shape now, and he's just a bull out there. And, you know, he's showing great leadership, and the team is following suit with him right now.
To me, though, Matt Bullock, when I think of him, I think of the big shot in ninth grade versus St. Anthony's. The big shot as a sophomore versus St. Anthony's. The big shot as a junior versus St. Anthony's. The big shots against Linden this year and all the games. And he just has a way to make big shots.
Well, I tell you, you know, you're flashing back here, but you know what? One thing about Matt, he's never been nervous. And even when he came out of, he was only in ninth grade going against Carl Towns, you know, who's 7 foot. You know, it never fazed Matt. He's always said, give me the best player, I'll take him. You know what I mean? He does that, and his feathers don't get ruffled. He goes out there and just gives a top effort, and you know, and he likes to take the big shot when it's there. You know.
Okay, yeah. Orlando.
So I just wanted to know how are you with Najmeen, with Reed? How's he been playing for you? Is he doing what you're looking for? Is he stepping up? Because sometimes, you know, the truth is sometimes Nas kinds of backs up and lets people do his thing. And he has such tremendous talent that you kind of expected him to take over games at clinics, and sometimes you wonder whether he's going to do it or not.
Well, you know something, Najee Reed's his maturity level and his skill level from last year to this year is like night and day, you know. And, you know, he just gets better all the time. He's a pleasure to be around. He's very relaxed in practice, you know, and, I mean, his upside is just tremendous. You know, if Najee Reed takes a three and he thinks he can make it, you let him take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if he misses, you let him take another one. You know what I mean?
You hope
it's at the right spot of the game, but you just let Nagy play because you know what? He's going to go on a string where he just makes one great play after the other, whether it's getting big rebounds in traffic, blocking a shot or knocking a shot down or running the court and finishing it with a dunk, you know.
Now, Coach, before I let you go, I have Coach Chris Chavanna, the assistant coach of the Patrick School Loan. Would you like to say anything to him?
I just want to wish, I think Chris has just done an outstanding job. Hello, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
I just wanted to tell everybody out there that Chris Chavannis, what he's done in that school is unbelievable. He keeps the school together. He's the backbone of that whole school, and what he did with the basketball program has just been outstanding. You know, and when we're not playing them, we root for the Patrick School on the work that's Chris done over there.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Thank you very
welcome,
much,
Chris.
Coach.
Okay,
take
guys.
Take care.
All right. Hey, Coach, I want to ask a question. I'm going to let – I have Orlando Cameron from NJ Hoops on and Jeremy Schneider from the Star Ledger. I want to ask, do you think Bryce Aiken gets enough credit? Because he's not flashy, but he is extremely good in the fourth quarter. I've seen the Linden game, the second game was tight, how he would hit big shots, and how much of a leader he is. I watch him direct different players where they're supposed to go, and he earned that scholarship at Harvard. So I wanted you to comment on Bryce.
Well, Bryce is an extension of the coaching staff. I mean, he's also super competitive. You know, he puts a lot of time into preparation. You know, there's times that I have to basically threaten him to stay off the court when he goes home, you know, so and get rest and take care of himself. But, you know, he puts a lot of preparation time, whether it's reviewing film or going out and getting extra shots up or, you know, talking to coaches or whatever he needs to do, you know, for the next game or next opponent. And, you know, so in those things, he's – as far as worrying about the credits and things of that nature, he never really has. You know, those things comes in strides. I think winning is very, very important to him, you know, and, you know, that's his main focus.
Okay, Jeremy.
Coach, you know, we know how much talent you have at nearly every position, and one player that I've seen making major strides is Cyril at forward, headed to URI. How important has his emergence been, and how has he been able to, you know, really make such progress?
Well, first of all, I expected what he did over the summer and in the fall to take place right about this time of the year, and he obviously, makes tremendous strides in the summer. And I think I was watching a film last night, actually, when they were playing in Florida, and we're a different team. I think the team in Florida, when I watched the film last night, was just a much better, much different team than we are now. I think when Nick Richards came back, I think we had to refigure things out, how to play with him on both ends of the floor. I think we're starting to get that. I think we show signs of that in practice, but not necessarily on the court. But Cyril is a guy that can, you know, can hurt teams in many ways because he's a very good shot blocker, underrated shot blocker. He's an underrated defender in general. And, you know, and then he can control the boards at both ends of the floor. And then, you know, he can give you an offensive punch there. So he's a guy that can really, you know, on any given night, hurt anyone.
And his front. Go ahead, man.
I said before I get to your next question, Coach, does Cyril want to always posterize everybody? Every time he gets the ball, he's looking to dunk on somebody.
I don't know. You know, because
he is ultra aggressive. That's what I love about him.
He is, but that's not his nature. He is the softest, nicest person you'll meet on the earth. He really is. You know, our problem sometimes is he doesn't exert that, you know, he looks like a physical. You know, has a tremendous physical presence about him, but that's not his nature. But when he does get to go and, you know, and get some confidence behind him or whatever, yes, he does want to put it on everyone, you know, if possible.
Coach, how you doing? This is Orlando. I wanted to ask you, I watched the game and I watched the interaction between you and Coach Rice. How has that been? How has that adjustment been for you guys?
It's great. It's been great, and it continues to be great. You know, we have tremendous respect for each other. He brings a wealth of knowledge and experience. And, you know, I think what really helps is our philosophy, basketball-wise and off the court and everything else, is very, very similar. So, you know, we don't end up stepping on each other's toes in the process. So it's been really wonderful. I mean, he has a great sense of humor, which he, you know, people said to me now that he's probably more on the bench than ever before in my entire life, which is true because he's got, you know, he's got a great way of putting things sometimes and you know, breaking up the monotony sometimes. It's been wonderful. It really has.
The one thing I noticed that nobody, everybody says, oh, yeah, it's great. A thing that I notice about him, he encourages his players a lot. I mean, he's always giving them positive reinforcements, and I wonder if people see that.
I don't think they do, and I think that if you, so what is the biggest thing that he has absolutely brought to our program, you know, outside of the knowledge, whatever, it has been that enthusiasm, that energy, that passion. You know, I'm a very more business-minded person. Not that Mike isn't. But, he, you know, that's just where we really differ. You know, I'm learning that from him as well, is that his energy and his passion and his enthusiasm is matched by none. And I could definitely say, so that's something that I've been trying to emulate and work on it myself, you know, and not just in the coaching aspect, but when you work in kids in general in today's society. But, you know, that's a great point you make. And that's something, again, you know, I'm trying to learn and take from him as well.
Coach, you played them twice in the span of a week, like almost like 4 days. What, I mean, was that weird for you guys? I mean, how does playing them so close together change your game plan? And did you learn anything in those games that you're going to apply today?
You know, it didn't. I think one of the things is when you play, they play a very vigorous schedule, so do we. So, you know, it's a little bit different because it's a rivalry and it's in your conference or whatever, so that adds to it or whatever. But for the most part, both of us really don't get a break in our schedule in our opponents we play. So, you know, you're really not going to drop your guards at all. So in that sense, you know, it's pretty easy to get back up to get ready again. You know, with technology today and almost every high school team using crossover to break down teams and everything the teams does, you know, you're going to be as prepared as you could be. I think the whole it comes down to when you get on the floor, who's going to execute their game plan the best, you know, because everyone knows everyone so well. And that's the bottom line. But, no, we don't really look at – I mean, hey, the same thing happens again. There's a good chance after today's game we're playing again the following Saturday, you know, in the state playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Very true, very true.
Wow. Do you hold back a little, Coach, because you might have to play them next Saturday? Is there some wrinkle that, no, you just go all out both times?
No, I think they do as well as we do. You know, you twerk some things because you know each other so well. You know each other's tendencies. You watch some day in and day out of each other. So, you know, all the coaches know everyone, everything about everyone. So you'll twerk some things because people know it so well. Sometimes we know each other stuff better than our kids know our own stuff. You know, that way it comes down to that point. But we have twerked some things. We don't make major overhauls or major changes. And the bottom line is just comes down to just going on court and play, you know. The first game, you know, we got a good start off on them and ended up having the hole out at the end. And in the second game, you know, I think we started off well and we didn't finish very well and they done us pretty badly at the end of the game. And, you know, so today we'll see which teams kind of show up, you know.
Mm. All right, Orlando.
Coach, what would you say is probably your key to do the Roosevelt Catholic today? I know you don't want to give all your secrets out, but what would you say would be a strong point that you definitely have to do?
Well, one of the things that we didn't do in the last game is our front line, I felt, didn't play up to our standards. And I think our front line's got to do a better job of controlling the boards at both ends of the floor and not letting, you know, Nazim's, you know, again, he's just having phenomenal confidence about himself right now. And Matthew seems to be doing what Matthew does at this time of the year, you know, create havoc for teams in the state of New Jersey. So we just have to really make sure those guys don't really get off. And our guys have to, you know, really work at that both ends of the floor.
Okay, Jeremy, I'm going to let you have the last question.
Coach, after everything that you guys went through last year, how good does this feel? And what is your mentality going into the TSC, knowing that you guys are, you know, have as good a chance as anyone to take this thing home?
You know, I only recently thought about this because Coach Weiss brought it up yesterday at the end of practice. You know, he says, you know, I can't imagine how you guys must have felt last year because at this point, you know, because we lost in the semifinals last year, your season was over. And so up until then, we never really – I know I didn't, you know, really think about it because you're focused on the playoffs going forward and pretty much the same way with our kids. But Coach brought it up and and it was kind of like an eerie feeling. So it's good to be in a situation this year, you know, to be in a championship game, you know, this year and look to win that. And it would be nice to win three out of the last four, you know. And then, you know, our goal this year is that we've got to take the next step, which is also not just win the county tournament, but, you know, as a result of last year, what happened last year, you know, redeem ourselves, you know, and you know, just try to have a great finish to the season and so we can get to the tournament champions. But it's going to be tough, you know, and we're aware of that. We've been having great practices. I think sometimes we're not as consistent in games as we are in practice. And so, you know, that's something we've got to continue to fight and work at.
Coach, thanks a lot and good luck.
Thank you very much.
That was Coach Chris Chavance. Okay, guys, it's decision time. It's prediction time. I can't make a prediction because one day I think Patrick School is going to win, and then another moment, you know, I just don't know. You know, who do you think is going to win?
I'll go first. I think that Roosevelt Catholic is winning this. I think that Patrick School has more talent than them, and frankly, they've done nothing to suggest they won't win tonight. I just think that Roosevelt Catholic they've looked a little better lately. I can see this game going to overtime. Shoot, I can see it going to double overtime. These teams are well matched. These teams are super talented. These teams are well coached. Just, you know, and it's a great senior battle between Aiken and Bullock. I just based on the way, you know, I saw Roosevelt Catholic against Huntington Prep, where I saw them, you know, gut out a winning at Linden. Just think they're playing a little bit better right now. And I don't know if that'll be my pick when they meet next week, whatever it is in the state tournament. But right now, I just have a gut feeling about Roosevelt Catholic.
So you have Roosevelt Catholic winning. Okay. By 1 point. I could see that. I could see it overtime, double overtime. I think Roosevelt Catholic's going to play a lot better than they did against Linden. I think St. Patrick's going to want this. There's going to be – I think you're going to get treated to a really, really good game today, Jeremy. I'm going to let you go. I will see you there. I will be sitting next to you at Kane.
Have a good one, man.
Okay. And there you have it. I think Orlando, we lost his connection, but it was a great show. Those guys do an awesome job with asking the coaches questions. They make me look really, really good. It was a pleasure having both coaches on where you got the insights of their strategies and what's going to happen today. Get over there to Kane. The game is at 6. Get there early. I think it's going to be packed because I think the fans know this is going to be a really good game. So I'm looking forward to next week's show. I'm going to try to get Phil Colicchio. I believe they're going to win Group 4. And I'm going to have my buddy on next week. I'm going to talk with him at the game. Take care.